Outdoors 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Dom Catronio in the house with us this morning. Of my old-timey Brewer songs, that one's the favorite.
Oh, I remember right? when we played it on the news on one morning when you were like, do you remember this is the anniversary of this song?
This is the one.
Out? Yeah.
A little Pepsi fan club for you. that resonate with anybody?
Bullseye! No.
No, it does not.
Not
you don't even remember being in the Pepsi fan
club?
Yeah, the Brewers Pepsi fan club. You got, I don't know, you got this little magazine. Yeah, what was it called? Like Brew Notes or something like that.
This is my conflicting series. This is, you know, I'm an Arizonan and now I'm working for the Brewers. So here we go, baby.
Well, who do you like?
The Brewers.
Okay.
I mean, look, yesterday's news was obviously hard. I was in the press conference room when Brandon Woodruff was there and, you know, it's always tough to see a competitor be told he can't compete. And he is one of the biggest competitors, not just in the Brewers, but in the entire league. And it was still simply, like Christian Yelich said it best, this team's connected. They've done it all season long. There's no reason to believe they can't continue to do it without Brandon Woodruff. And they still got a really deep pitching staff. The bullpen is not a three-headed monster. It's a six-headed monster. And you still got Burns. You still got Freddie. Wade Miley's been great. Colin Ray has been the most unsung hero of this team. They can absorb this.
Okay, so who do you pitch tomorrow night?
Does it depend
on what happens tonight?
It all depends on tonight. If you win tonight, let's say it's your stereotypical Corbin Burns day. He gets six into the seventh inning. You use your standard bullpen. You're going to use Wade Miley if you win, because that will keep Freddie Peralta as your ace in the hole to say, okay, you got Freddie going for game three if needed. Otherwise, if you win this series in two, you get to use Freddie Peralta in game one against the Dodgers on Saturday.
So if you use Freddie tomorrow, then he's out for Saturday.
Yes. Yes. So, and the beauty of the NLDS this year, the National League gets an extra off day. So the way it could work with the National League is you can, previously we were saying, oh, you only need three starters. Well, now that third starter is going to be somebody different. But let's say this series ends in two, and that would be very important for the Brewers. Freddie would go game one against the Dodgers. Then you get an off day next Sunday, and then the next game is on Monday. That means Corbin Burns can be back on regular rest.
Aha!
You get another off day, and then you're probably back to, say, a Wade Miley for game three.
So you think
let's do that then. That's a good plan.
I mean, yeah, just win.
If they were to lose tonight, then would they run Freddie out there tomorrow?
I have to imagine so, because tomorrow the Diamondbacks are using their best pitcher, Zach Gallen. They decided to keep Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly, their two aces, on normal rest for this series. So there's no guarantee we see Merrill Kelly in a game three, but they're going to have Zach Gallen in game two to try to force it if that is the case.
Prospects for a deep run here?
Absolutely.
Yes?
The Woodruff.
I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but who would be next?
The Dodgers is going to be the boogeyman.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, can you get by the Dodgers like in 2018? You know, one game away, we all know the story. But in my opinion, everyone talks about the offense. Everyone talks about how bad the numbers are and worst slugging team in the postseason, yada, yada, yada. That's including 2.5 months of a very different lineup. And just for comedic relief, go back and look at the lineups in June when the Brewers last faced the Diamondbacks. Rymel Tapia is in there. Jesse Winker is in there. Guys that are not going to be factors. Brian Anderson, Owen Miller, Luis Urias. These are guys that are not factors, obviously, in the postseason. Mark Canna, Carlos Santana, a resurgent Sal Frelick, and Yelly being healthy. There's a lot to like about this offense as opposed to the last time you saw this team.
Man, I always love your optimism, Dom. And it's not based on it's not fan optimism. Like, oh, we'll go all the way. No, like, it's
seen a lot of baseball.
It's data-based.
We needed it. We needed it this morning.
Yeah, definitely needed it.
It's going to be okay. Let's play some playoff baseball is the best, man. I can't wait to be there.
All right. Can we just smile? Can we enjoy this, please, a little bit?
Right. Do it. Be there. Brewers tickets, brewers.com/postseason. Let's pack the house. Let's have some fun.